very much. This is more of a comment. My name is Caspar, and I work for the ILO. For those of you who don't know the ILO, we're the only UN agencies that brings together employers and workers and governments into our governance structures. And it was great to hear some references to entrepreneurs, to small and medium enterprises. But it's also a pity they're not here, because I think they would have helped elaborate on the need for creating an enabling environment for a new generation of circular and sustainable businesses. We need to tackle the red tape, the corruption. We need to provide linkages with technology transfer providers and research institutions and universities. If circular businesses are not giving that advantage, they will never stand a chance against linear businesses. And they're also competing with informal and sometimes illegal businesses. So that has to be put in place and part of our policy considerations. And then I heard hardly no mentions of workers. I mean, who do we think make the circular economy today work? Who will make it work tomorrow? How will we protect their right to a safe and healthy working environment, their right to organize? We heard about a backlash against the circular economy, and circular economy is going down. Well, if I was a worker, and I would be very skeptical about the circular economy. Our figure shows that there might be a net employment increase, but underneath this, there could be 70 million lost, 77 million created. Will that be my job? Will I get a better job? Will it be better organized? Will it be better paid in better conditions? Unless we're able to speak to the number of jobs that will be generated and ensure that we're not recycling inequalities, bad working conditions from the linear economy, that backlash will continue, and we won't be bringing the people on board, the people that stand to benefit the most. So that's why we are partnering with the Circular Economy Foundation and the World Bank to generate some data about jobs. And next year at the World Circular Economy Forum, so perfectly hosted by CITRA, we will launch those figures and will be very willing to continue our work with UNECE in this regard. Thank you.